Okay. Well, we are here today with Dwayne Brummett. He's taken some time to get with our group and explain a little bit about his Martial Arts Dashboard product. It's a product that I personally am very excited about. You know, we've seen a lot of advancements with the internet and web-based products, and these products are becoming more and more an important role in the day-to-day business operations for any business. And we're just real fortunate to have someone who's taken some of that technology and has customized it to work with our industry and to enable our clients to have the same results that he's having at his school. So, Dwayne, do you want to give us a little bit of an introduction to the dashboard, or would you like me to start right in with a couple of questions?
Well, let me just say this first, if I could. Number one is, Joe, I want to thank you for this opportunity to be able to, to talk to the Member Solutions clients and to let everybody know that this teleconference is directly related to Member Solutions. And I know that, you know, you said that I won the consulting apprentice and all that other stuff. And, you know, besides, without having a team that actually did it, we wouldn't have won. But, you know, it's kind of funny that we're talking back and forth now, because we used to do this a lot probably about 7 years ago when I was trying to buy out my business and I had a lot of heartaches and some hardships and stuff, and you were there to help me out, and you know, if it was not for you and your company, I would not be where I'm at today. So I first want to say that before we even get into the dashboard. So I really want you to know I appreciate this. The second thing is, I alone have not created the dashboard. Myself and my business partner, Dan Ricardo, have done this. But, again, we're excited to be able to, give the Member Solutions, clients an opportunity to, and what I'll be talking about later, is to be able to beta test this.
Well, that's fantastic. Why don't we start off really just talking about online multimedia and basically how that's changing, that channel for marketing strategies is changing for martial arts business and, of course, the people who run them.
Yeah, definitely it is. You know, online multimedia marketing is definitely changing the game for martial arts school owners. More and more people are getting online than ever before. And, we obviously in our history, there was the industrial age, there was the information age, and then what one of my mentors, Todd Brown, calls, we're kind of moving into what he calls the attention age. And where we are fighting as school owners, and even, as other business owners, we're fighting to get the attention of prospects. We're also fighting to get the attention of our own students. And there is a lot of, people are being bombarded every single day with, ads and commercials and a whole bunch of array of things that are just trying to draw their attention to different things. So, we as school owners, we have to be on the cutting edge to be able to make sure that we are, attracting that attention. The weapons of yesterday are not going to work for today. And kind of what I mean by that is this, is, if we are fighting a battle and we're going in with our sword and shield and they have the latest weapons, that our military has today, we're going to lose that battle. And that's kind of what we're seeing is the school owners, the savvy school owners that are embracing the internet, embracing the multimedia actions that are being able to be used on the internet, such as video and audio and text as well, but then to be able to, actually automate that and have it hands-free gives that school owner so much more power to be able to do other things that are going to generate revenue for them. And so, the school owners that are kind of gun-shy and maybe they don't know as much on the internet, because there is a huge learning curve. I know when myself and my partner, we started on the internet about, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, we had a little website that, really was just a billboard ad. It did nothing more than just tell you a little bit about the school. Didn't know anything about a call to action at that time. Didn't definitely know anything about audio, and video was just barely on the internet. But nowadays, We're seeing that totally change, and more people are, you know, using online media, you know, reading their newspapers or, you know, the emails and the blog posts from different things just to educate themselves. And so, you know, to stay with the times, you know, not to say that you can't run a business or even a martial arts business without the Internet, but I will say that, you know, more and more people, you know, even your phone book representative is trying to get you on the Internet. And, you know, there are a lot of people that are doing searches on the Internet for businesses, and they're going to, you know, yellowbook.com or Verizon, you know, the Verizon site that they have and stuff like that to, you know, try to look up people online and in your area. And the nice thing about, you know, using online multimedia marketing is that, you know, you can pay the money to be able to target market just your area as opposed to, you know, other places and, you know, waste your money where you don't really want to be doing it. So, you know, online multimedia marketing is definitely changing the game. And let me just step back here and say what online, like when I say multimedia marketing, what I mean by multimedia marketing is using the audios, using the videos, using phone technology, and also, you know, just regular print to do your work for you. And so when I, and you'll hear me through this call say, you know, multimedia marketing, that's what I'm talking about, is the video capabilities, audio capabilities, the regular text, obviously, that everybody uses, but then also phone capability as well. So, you know, Joe, like you said, how is it changing the game? More and more people are getting online. The pace of our society is getting a lot faster, and so, you know, we want to be the ones that are out on the cutting edge of it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and it's funny because literally just yesterday, I was talking to my wife Jennifer Gallia, as many of you know, and we need to look up something, and without even thinking of it, we just went and Googled, you know, what we were looking for, and pulled it up, and you know, we had a little bit of a laugh about the fact that the Yellow Pages were right there, and we didn't use that. So I think it's becoming more and more important today to understand that that's where people are going. They're going to the Internet to get the information that they need, and they're not necessarily being even more aware of the other forms of marketing that we used to use and count on every day. So that's where I kind of see the change, too. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely, and just to kind of tag along with that, the average individual that's on MySpace, what would you think the average age is for a MySpace user? Just off the top of your head.
Yeah, off the top of my head, for MySpace, I'm going to go with 22.
Okay. The actual average user is in between 30 to 35.
Wow.
Now, the cool thing about that is, and I've gotten multiple numbers of people to, you know, opt into my websites because they've heard of us through MySpace, and that's through the Internet. And so, and most people think it is younger people, but these younger people that are using it are going to get older, and they're still going to be using it, and they've already been indoctrinated into that type of society. And so, you know, that's another reason why this is changing the game totally, not to mention that the average person, you know, that has kids that we're looking for is in that 30 to 35, even 40-year-old range. And that's perfect. That's the perfect type of person that we're wanting. Does that make
sure
sense?
Sure. Well, I have an almost 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I'd like to think I'm in that range, but I'm a little past it now. But, yeah, that's, you know, that's definitely the target audience that that the school owner is trying to hit. Let's shift over to if I can get you to explain the main benefits to our clients of using multimedia online marketing to get new students. I mean, what are the benefits that they're going to see? They know that they should probably be looking into doing it because we've kind of just explained why that's important. But what are the benefits to doing so?
Certainly. The number one benefit, there's multiple benefits, but probably the most prominent benefit is it's such a lower cost acquisition to get new students. You know, to be able to do something online and, you know, if you can, number one, do it and already produce it and then, have it be in a system that can be distributed automatically without you having to pay more cost in order to distribute it, unlike, you know, using a a newspaper, you know, in order to do an ad, you got to keep paying that over and over again. Some things online that you do can be where it's, you know, it's a one-time cost, and then it's there every single time for you. So it definitely lowers the acquisition cost, you know, to acquire a new student. And there's like two important numbers here that everybody needs to understand, you know, when we're talking about, you know, how is, you know, online multimedia marketing going to be able to acquire new students and to do it at a better or more reasonable cost and even cheaper, and especially the way that, you know, everybody's talking about the economy nowadays. You know, a lot of people are hungry to find out, how can I acquire new students with, you know, I still need to do some sort of advertising, but how can I do it, you know, with a little to no output on my part. And there needs to be output, but here's the two metrics or the two numbers that you have to keep in mind. And the first one is, you know, the average amount that it costs, you know, for you to acquire a new student or your student acquisition. And if you don't understand how that works, let me just quickly explain that. Let's just say, you know, for a month's time, you invest, and it's not an expense, it's an investment if you do it right, but you invest $2,000 in a single month in marketing, and you get 10 new students from that. If you divide those, your student acquisition cost is going to be $200 per student. Now, Joe, you talk to probably hundreds of school owners a day, or in your lifetime of doing this, you know, thousands and thousands or ten thousands of school owners. And if you were to ask a school owner, you know, what's your student acquisition cost, how many people do you think that could give you that right off the top of their head?
Well, I've certainly talked to hundreds over a period of time, for sure. You know, it varies for a lot of different people. I do think that that's a very tough number for people to know off the top of their head. It's an important number to know, and it's not a difficult number if you know how much your marketing expense is for the month and you know how many students that you've acquired. I do think people need to focus more on that value, because that lets you know how to spend your marketing dollars, which is, you know, obviously you're looking for things that are going to score really well at the lowest possible cost and make your marketing dollars stretch as much as possible. But I, to answer your question directly, I would say that, you know, we're probably looking at, you know, a very small percentage.
Let's say you had 10 average school owners in front of you. What do you think? One out of 10?
One or two or three out of 10 for sure.
And it should be 10 out of 10, right?
Oh, it absolutely should be.
Yeah, it should be 10 out of 10. So the very first thing that we need to understand is, you know, how much does it cost for us to acquire a new student? Doing and using the martial arts dashboard and the online multimedia marketing steps that we have, your student acquisition costs could be dramatically cut, maybe even cut in half compared to what you're already doing today. So that's the first number, is the student acquisition cost. The second number, and this is arguably the most important number for martial arts businesses, but is the student value, or the average dollar, you know, the average dollar value a student brings you over the lifetime that they're with your company. And an easy way to calculate that number is, you know, give a period of time. I would, you know, recommend, you know, at least 3 months. But given, let's say, a three-month period of time, simply take the total amount of revenue or your gross revenue for your business during that specific time period, and then divide that number by the amount of students that you serviced, you know, from at the beginning of that time period, and then that is going to be the lifetime value of your student or your customer. Now, with that being said, let's go back to the first number with the student acquisition cost. You know, knowing what it costs you to get a new student, that's going to allow you to know how much that you can spend, you know, for your, you know, your marketing dollars. You know, a lot of people think that they have to have a marketing budget, and that's not necessarily true. What they need to know is they need to know how much it's going to cost them to acquire a new student. And once they do that, I mean, for instance, if you gave me a dollar, Joe, and every time you gave me a dollar, I gave you two bucks back, how often would you do that?
You'd be getting a lot more than a buck.
Right. I mean, you would do that, and it'd be a no-brainer. And, you know, one thing that you know, having an online multimedia marketing system to get new students will do is it's going to dramatically lower that cost in order to acquire new students. And the reason why is because it's going to be able to reproduce itself over and over again because it's automated. You know, it's not something that you have to pay for over and over again. You know, it's hands-on. and it's free. And in fact, it doesn't cost you a dime more to market to, you know, 100 students as it does to 1,000 or even 10,000. And so, you know, it doesn't cost you any more money to be able to do that. Does that make sense?
It totally does. And one thing that I want to kind of mention, you know, right off the top, I mean, you had talked about, you know, slashing their marketing expense in half. I think it actually would be a lot better than that. I mean, I've talked to school owners that have given me some, you know, really large dollar amounts they spend, some general things, yellow pages, print ads. You know, there's a lot of things out there that are just very costly that a lot of school owners do because that's really what they think is available to them. I think this whole the internet opens up an entire new world at costs that are literally a fraction, not half. And we're talking about a fraction of the cost other things would take. So, you know, I think the going about understanding what their acquisition costs are. I mean, I would even break that down to cost per lead, and then obviously if you have a good conversion rate from your leads to students, then you can get your cost per new student. And then understanding your marketing costs. I think with the program that we're kind of introducing here, their top number goes down dramatically, and their new students goes up. So, but maybe I'm spoiling it for you a little bit, but that's what's got me excited. I'm always looking for more efficient ways to do things, and that's what I love most about what you're going to be presenting today.
Yeah, and really, you know, in the most simplistic explanation, you know, it kind of just reiterates what we just talked about, is you need to be able to spend less than your competitors do to get new students, and that the students that you do get will be worth a lot more to your business than your competitors. And, you know, your competitors may be another martial arts school, but, you know, and sometimes, you know, martial arts, sometimes our competitors are different things as well. But we need to be able to spend a whole bunch less. You know, I'll just give you, for instance, my phone book ad is super, super small, but I drive them to my website through my phone book ad. And that's being in the phone book for me is my specific purpose in there is to have a compelling offer to drive them to a website.
Right. No longer are you getting quarter-page ads and, you know, big things that cost a tremendous amount of money because there's no sense in spending that kind of money in there.
Exactly. And that's how, you know, again, that's how an online marketing or multimedia marketing system will help benefit school owners to get new students at a whole bunch lower cost than what they're, you know, normally doing. And you know, that money that they save, they could put that into other marketing efforts if they want, or that's bottom line net that they could keep for themselves.
Oh, absolutely. Or just even investing in different areas of the school, you know. You talk about if you have two schools and basically all things being equal, one person is spending less on marketing than another school is, well, that school is going to be able to maybe introduce some additional programs. Now that school is not going to be really average anymore. They're going to be doing other things with their investment dollars. You know, maybe their school is going to look and smell nicer than any other school in the area. I mean, it's simple things like that. So if we look at the main, looking at the main benefits that this offers them, lower acquisition cost is one. What's another key benefit?
Well, another key benefit is that, you know, it puts them in the forefront of everyone else. You know, they're doing something totally different than what other people are doing in their area. By using online multimedia marketing, they're using a system that is going to be totally different than what everybody else is doing. So it's going to stand out. When people go to look at different websites, you know, or what have you, most of the karate websites are just billboards. Some people are getting better where they're actually, you know, knowing that they need to have a headline and a call to action. But, you know, to a point where, you know, your website looks totally different. It has what I'll talk about a little bit later, it has a video that actually sells them on the benefits of your program and compels them to, do martial arts at your school. You know, that's another benefit that a school owner would have over somebody else. It's going to make them their own, make them look much more professional than what other schools are doing.
And you make a really good point there because, you know, we've done some surveys in the past, and typically speaking, you know, everyone knows the need to have a website, And if they don't have one, usually their student has offered to help them and make them one. So they have a page, which, like as you described, they have a billboard online, but the website isn't working for them in a marketing sort of way. There isn't a marketing strategy built in. Sure, they're there, but if people can't find you and you're not using, you know, everything you have available to drive traffic there and this proper messaging, things are just not going to work out the same way as if you actually had a detailed plan. So we'll move along onto some other things to maybe kind of get us there. But I would also imagine that this offers tremendous time savings.
Absolutely.
And that's got to be
anything you can put on autopilot. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we see it just from just the amount of time and energy you have to expend to, you know, gear up anything that's going to be in print format. You're having meetings with, you know, different advertisers and flyers and, you know, stuff that you may still obviously need to do, but in comparing it to this type of system, it's very streamlined. And doesn't require a lot of overseeing or management, and that's another big thing that I like. Is time is money as well.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you another question. What makes multimedia marketing online so much more effective than anything else? I mean, what would you say are the top, you know, three things, just to kind of summarize?
Well, number one, it's hot. I mean, you know, this is the end thing right now. Video is the end thing. I mean, you think about, you know, it was just a little while ago that Google bought YouTube. And, you know, I mean, how many times have you been emailed a YouTube video this week?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, personally, me, I've already been emailed two this week, and it's only Wednesday. So, you know, that is a huge thing. A lot of people are watching, you know, video online. There's people that are downloading, you know, movies off of, you know, websites and watching them. And so, you know, right now the internet especially is hot, and it's only going to get hotter as time goes on, again, because the individuals that are, you know, the young individuals that are using it right now are indoctrinated in it, and they're just going to continue to use it as time goes on, and they're going to pass it down to their kids. But, you know, what's even more interesting is the fact that, I mean, think about this. What's more compelling to you, is it more compelling to read a sales page on a website, or is it more compelling to be able to watch a video?
Yeah, video is going to be the way that is going to have the most impact on me. And obviously,
which one's going to get you more excited, Joe?
Definitely the video.
Okay. I mean, you can get excited to a certain certain degree by reading, and words are definitely part of it. I mean, in the videos, you definitely want to have audio as well. But, you know, what gets you, you know, the purpose of a sales page is to get you excited. But now, if you can stimulate the other senses by using video or, you know, audio and video, you know, and text as well, you know, now you've hit three different areas on that individual that's going to get them, you know, way more excited. The other thing.
Sure, go ahead. So when you have someone who's interested in a particular topic, you know, I find for me personally, it's the copy has to be really good. It has to be engaging. And then if there are supporting elements like an audio clip or a video, that to me it makes me feel like the company that's behind this has really gone above and beyond to relay their information to me. So I love when I see that people take advantage of all the resources that are available to them online. But it's going to start with the copy. You know, the copy's got to get you to the other part. At least that's my opinion. Is that accurate, or am I unique?
No. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You know, I read an article back in January, and I actually dug it out for this call. But it was in one of Dan Kennedy's letters, and a guy by the name of Bob, and I'm going to mess up his last name probably, but it's Regnerus, Regnerson.
I'm not going to try.
Okay. But anyways, he wrote an article, and there's a couple things in here that talk about specifically video online. And, you know, one of the things that he does say is that, you know, you need to have video on your website. you know, he talks about that, you know, your video must establish your authority or your credibility and your position in the marketplace. And that's what, you know, that's what it's going to do. This is going to be able to give this message, you know, it's going to be able to give this message to the people that need it and that are looking for it, deliver, you know, what it is, the benefits about your program, better than a sales letter could do. The other thing is, you know, he says that there's got to be a call to action in your video. You know, you got to have a call to action, just like you would have in, you know, in a regular sales page letter. Your video needs to load fast. You know, we've all seen before where, you know, videos have taken forever to load. But nowadays we're seeing that videos, even on, you know, less than broadband are actually taking, you know, going a lot faster. But here's the neat thing is a lot more and more people are getting into broadband. You know, things are changing now. You know, so, you know, what makes multimedia marketing online so much more effective than anything else is, you know, again, the acquisition cost, you know, the cost to be able to do it, you know, the fact that it is much more exciting than just, you know, reading a piece of paper. You know, it can also be systematized. It can be repeated. It can be put into a system that is automated and saves you time that you talked about before. You know, unlike a postcard. You know, you got to make the postcard. You got to, you know, once it's made, you got to sign it and you got to stamp it and you got to mail it and you got to wait 3 days before it gets there. This is instant. You know, online media marketing is instant. And so not only are you generating the you know getting the senses involved, but you're able to get it out ASAP. Does that make sense?
It totally does. And I want to add one more comment to the second item, which is you talk about that, you know, it's more and more people are going online. And I'd like to kind of, I guess, relate, give it a little bit of an analogy here. If you think of television stations, for example, the television stations that get the most money from advertisers are obviously the networks, right? And even from the networks, it's specific shows that they're broadcasting. So let's go to the, you know, the biggest one of them all is Super Bowl, right? There's a large audience that comes out to watch the Super Bowl, and therefore the networks can charge millions of dollars for 30 seconds of space. Well, think about it. Think about the audience that's going online. Think about how many people more and more are becoming comfortable with the online community. This is like having your place on the network shows, you know, on a network that has a big hit show. You have access to this audience that's growing more and more each month, each quarter, and each year. I mean, just think about 3 or 4 years ago where we were, and then go back another 3 or 4 years. Think about that dramatic change, and now let's add 3 or 4 more years into the future. I'd have to think that getting involved now is sort of securing your presence and getting a lot of the search engines, for example, to be working in your favor today, so that 4 or 5 years from now, when everyone else is going to be doing this, because it's going to happen, everyone's going to be doing it, you're going to have sort of that head start. And Duane, you've had a bit, you know, bigger head start because you were very innovative and you were experimenting with things before mainstream was even considering it. So I think the audience factor is such a big thing to focus in on.
Well, yeah, and even commercials nowadays are sending you to their websites.
Right, if you're lucky enough to see them and you're not fast-forwarding over them.
So, true, if
right?
TiVo or what have you, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, I mean, think about even the, like you brought up Super Bowl, you think about some of those commercials, and they were sending you to websites. You know, what was that one, I forget, in the Super Bowl, but they were sending you to a website to see a half-naked lady or something like that. I don't remember what the lady was. Some of the people on the callers do. I don't remember. You know, I had somebody ask me later, did you go? Well, of course I didn't go. But, you know what I'm saying? But I agree with you, there are definitely more and more people that are going to websites, and even the media on TV are sending you to websites. You know, you think about, you watch your night commercial, or excuse me, your night newscast, and they're sending you to their website.
There is nothing that you can do watching that television show where you can say, oh, I'm really interested in this product, let me push this button on my remote control and, you know, get more information and stay engaged. Whereas if they take their 15 or 30 second spot and get you to go to the website, now you can do things. There's a strategy that you can employ on your website to keep them there longer, and that's going to be part of your product as well. So, you know, I think that this is, you know, this is great information. I think we have a good understanding as to you know, to why it's important to get involved. Why don't we spend a little bit of time on the concept of autopilot, which you have used in many of the conversations that we've had about it. Let's talk about getting marketing as something that's automated and what that actually means to the school owner.
Absolutely. Just imagine this. Imagine a service or a product that you would have that would work for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that, you know, you wouldn't have to babysit, that it would be it would convert your prospects into leads. It would convert your leads into appointments. It would convert your appointments into students, and meaning that the students, you know, the appointments would come in already being pre-qualified, already being almost totally sold, if not totally sold, on your program. You know, imagine to be able to put your unconverted leads on autopilot as well, a follow-up system that will, you know, automatically, you know, re-put them back into the system so that they are hungry again, and, you know, to drive them back to your website. And, you know, also, I mean, think about, like, even our in the martial arts, we're kind of unique where we have what we call our MIA. We have our missing in actions. You know, so imagine a system that does the follow-ups for your MIAs automatically, or individuals that have left your school, you know, that have are discontinued. And those are individuals, you know, there are some people that you don't want to continue, and I understand that. But imagine that imagine the ones that you do want to get back in. You want to reactivate them. Imagine a system that would, you know, reactivate your students as well. And that's what we're talking about, being able to put everything on autopilot, and then not only that, to be able to use audio and video, you know, text, telephone technology, you know, all of those things to be able to either sell them on your program, to keep them sold on your program, to help prepare them for potential upgrades, you know, in your program as well. I mean, this, you know, we're talking about a fully functional system that's going to allow them to be able to do all this and to be able to have the school owner be hands-free. And what I mean by that is this: you know, if you don't do a system like this, you got to do a system on your own. And what I mean by that is, you need to come up with your own videos, you need to come up with your own audios, you have to get your own autoresponders. And if you don't know what an autoresponder is, basically it's a system that, you know, you would purchase on a monthly basis that you would type in, you know, I want this email to go out at this time. So as soon as they opt in, you want them to get this email, and then you got to get the second email out and the third email out and put it on autopilot. But we, as martial arts school owners, you know, our passion is teaching our students. And yes, we're slowly, you know, becoming entrepreneurs where we're trying to learn how to run the business as well. But the thing is, you know, coming up with the marketing content, that's where, you know, myself and Dion, you know, him and I both, you know, for probably about a good 4 years worked on our own marketing materials for our own school. And so, you know, basically what we did is we've taken our material and we've put it in and preloaded everything. And so when you step into the martial arts dashboard, you know, this martial arts business building dashboard, it's going to be preloaded. And so you're not going to have to worry about coming up with the content as well. You're not going to have to worry about the follow-up systems. I mean, we've worked on
the biggest. Sorry, Duane. And that's really the biggest thing. I mean, the one thing I want everyone to get out of the message today is that online marketing is vital to your business. Certainly in the future, I think people will be taking, you know, getting a step up on everyone else by getting involved now and really taking advantage of what's available to them on the internet. But, I mean, that's one thing that just absolutely want everyone to just be more aware of, that we need to be more web-friendly. And for what you've done is you've said, okay, you can go out and, in essence, you can go reinvent the wheel and you could do all this, and it's going to take a tremendous amount of time, energy, and resources to get something that would even come close to what you've created, because you've created it for yourself, and now you've taken it one step further and said, okay, I'm going to create this so that other people can use it as well. And that's, you know, and that's phenomenal. I think anytime you can utilize what someone else has done, if it's put together and it's high quality, and use it and save that time, you know, I think that's great. And that's why Member Solutions looks for products that we don't have. You know, I mean, we'd love to have solutions for everything, but you know, it's virtually impossible for us to create everything. And when we see great products, such as the one that you have, we'd love to get behind that and support it, because it's going to save time, it's going to help our clients run their business more efficiently, and if I could be selfish, it's going to help you guys enroll and retain more students, and got to admit, building companies are going to love that. So this is what I'm excited about. I'm excited about being able to, you know, really present something for our clients to think about, and then to give them steps on how to take action on getting this to work in your school. The last time we spoke, you talked about getting our clients involved in a beta test.
Yes.
Why don't you explain a little bit about that so that they can see how they can get involved with the product and check it out firsthand. I'm sure a bunch of our clients have been exposed to a couple of emails that we've sent out and maybe even seen some of the videos, so they might even have a head start on what this is all about. But why don't you just kind of assume that there is one person on there that this is their first experience and roll it out for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as you know, if you're online and you see the actual web page that the teleconference is being played on right now, there's actually a button down below that says Secure My Spot, and you can click on that button. And what we've done for Member Solutions is we've reserved 150 beta test spots. And basically, you know, after we reserved 150, after those first couple of emails that you sent out, Joe, there were 71 people that responded to those emails that wanted to be, you know, one of the first of the 150. So we only have 79 spots left for Member Solutions. And so, you know, they're going to be able to, what we're doing is on April 17th is when we're launching out the beta test. And they're going to get the opportunity to be able to beta test this thing, use it in their schools, give us feedback, so that way we can make sure that it is the right product. I mean, we're about 99.9%, you know, positive that it is, but we also, you know that there's other school owners that have, you know, different things that, you know, that they would like to maybe see in the dashboard too, and that way we can take some feedback. So again, there's only 79 slots left out of the 150 for Member Solutions clients. Again, after the first two emails, 71 of them were already taken, so I can't see that all 79 would not be taken. So if you want to make sure that you reserve that spot, make sure that you click on that link in the bottom of this page, on the teleseminar page where it says Reserve My Spot, and then that'll take you to another page, and you're going to see Joe's smiling face on that page.
Uh-oh.
And then if you want to do, you can read everything on that page if you want, but just scroll down to the bottom and put in your first name and last name and your email address, and then what will happen is we're going to take you to another page where you're going to be able to get some more information on the product and about the launch.
Well, that sounds great, and I have to say, I'll be honest here and say that I was really surprised that we had the turnout on that. Literally, I saw from our marketing guy, they got back to us with the number of people that had received the email, how many opened it, how many clicked through, and I have to say it exceeded my expectations, and I honestly thought that the 150 spots really was okay. That's going to be more than enough, and I'm convinced that we'll sell out of that. I'm real excited that people are really looking at what's being offered here and noticing, hey, we need to do more online. We need to become more automated. And I think probably what should be very exciting for our clients is if they're not doing any of this now, and now they incorporate it, this is another feeder into their business for new students. So if you've been averaging, you know, you're a small school, you've been averaging 6 students a month, or maybe you've been averaging 20 students a month if you're a larger school, you know, Dwayne, what would you anticipate, like what kind of increase? Is someone who's doing 6 students a month, can they kind of expect to jump to 8 or 10 or 12? You know, what is the realistic expectation of an increase if they utilize the product right and really embrace it?
Yeah, absolutely. They can see anywhere from 11 to 17 easy. 11 to 17 new students per month easy.
Well, you know, that's great because I have to tell you, a lot of the consultations that Kathy and Allie do and myself personally working with our clients, it's always about getting people in the door. For the most part, you know, clients that have joined up with us as a billing company, they're more professionally minded, so they have things really buttoned down with regards to retention. So, you know, they're quality schools. They know how to treat the student well when they get them in the door. The challenge always seems to be getting them in the door. And if we can increase the number of people coming in, this is going to make a material difference to our clients and their bottom line at the end of the year.
Well, and, you know, I mean, the average school owner, you know, only follows up 1 or 2 times after they get a lead. You know, they'll end up calling them up. And, you know, either they set the appointment and the person misses it or they don't get a hold of them and they follow up a second time. You know, 3 is very unheard of for most school owners. And so, you know, to be able to follow up on them with multiple steps and then each step being different, not always being the same. So, you know, not always being text or not always being audio or not always being video, you know, it can switch and rotate so that you can capture their attention, that you can feed them more information, that you can educate them. You know, one of the things that one of my mentors, Keith Hafner, says is that, you know, you always want to do content, content, pitch. You know, you never always want to keep doing pitch because nobody's going to read your information. And so, you know, that's what we've done inside this system is, you know, there's a lot of content.
And, you know, one of the other things, too, that was kind of interesting, I was having a conversation. I think I was actually showing Jennifer your setup. And, you know, I was showing her the amount of content that you have, you know, as opposed to what you normally see is maybe it's just a page. And, you know, I've talked to a bunch of different people that are, you know, involved in marketing, and they all say that when you have lots of information, if you have someone that you've captured their attention, they're looking to read as much as you're willing to put out there. And, of course, if they don't read it all, they should still be able to get the key points and have an opportunity to take the next step. And that's what I noticed on your site, which I haven't talked to you since I looked at that. So, hey, it was nicely done. I enjoyed reviewing that, actually. So that sounds good. Everybody's got the information. Do you have anything to add, Dwayne, or do we want to open up for a couple questions?
Yeah, we can open up for a couple of questions. Before we do that, just quickly let me say again, to reserve your spot, click on that link down below, the actual button where it says reserve your spot. But go ahead and click on that, and then that'll take you to another page, again, where I said that you'll see Joe's smiling face. You can read the content down there. Scroll down to the bottom, put in your first name and email address and last name too, and then that's going to give you instant access to the information about it. And, again, like I said, the product is going to be launched on the 17th. So that's Thursday, April 17th. And at that time, that's when you'll get the opportunity to be able to beta test it.
That's fantastic. And I invite people to, you know, send me some feedback as well. I'd love to hear how it's helping you and some of your thoughts. I've talked to a few clients that responded to the email, and it's just good education experience for me to hear what you guys think of the offerings that we put out there for you. And that, you know, that goes to anything that we put out there. We're always interested in getting your feedback. It really drives what our company offers and does. So it's clear that this product in particular has been very well received so far, so we're pretty excited.
All right, Kathy, do we have any questions?
Looks like on the web right now, and you may have addressed it for him, but J.D. Rifkin was just mentioning that he had been trying to click the links and he didn't find them to be working. But I think if he tries the ones that are up on the web, I know they're working on my side, so I believe that's been addressed. But, J.D., if you're still out there, if it's not, please type something else in just so we know.
Yeah, it's on the actual. They have to go to the actual teleseminar page to be able to get in, so the actual conference. And that button will still be good even after the call. So, you know, if we were to hang up right now, you know, the replay page would come up, and that button
right.
would still be on there. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It does work. I just clicked on it.
Okay, super.
So if anybody obviously needs the link or something, they can always – who should they contact? Should they send a note to Member Solutions, or should they send a note directly to you, Duane, to get that link if they're out of it or lost it or whatever?
Well, what would you say would be easiest, Joe?
If I can jump in there, I can say
sure.
I could just easily just give somebody that link. If they just email consulting@membersolutions.com, I can just shoot it right out to them.
Great. That'll be easiest for both of us, Duane.
Okay. Yeah, definitely easier for me.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I know you.
Okay, does anybody have more questions?
There is one that's come up on the web from RJ in Somerset, and he's saying it's not clear to him how the software works and how it's set up. Can you give him more information on the product?
RJ, I don't know if you got on the full call, but basically let me kind of just give you an overview of the product and the fact that it's an online multimedia marketing product, and what I mean by that is it's going to do all of your marketing online for you. It'll be set up in an automated way, and so that it's hands-free. So when you get a lead prospect, it'll be emailed to you. They're going to be prompted to call you. You're going to be able to call them and follow up with them. And if you never get a hold of each other for some reason, they'll always be in the mix where they're always going to get information from you on your school. And again, like I talked with Joe. We just said content pitch, trying to get them to go back to the videos or call your school or get the consultation, those type of things. So, what I would say without, redoing this teleseminar would be, RJ, just go ahead and opt into that page. It'll take you to the next page where you'll be able to get a whole bunch more information on it.
Yeah, I think the key components is that all the marketing content material is built into the software, and right, Duane, that would be an accurate statement. And then, as you're utilizing the product, there's campaigns that are created and developed for a wide variety of programs, and people are going to plug right into those automatically. And it's kind of sometimes it's hard to describe when something's automatic and everything's going to be done for you what exactly that means, but your complete online marketing program is going to be handled by the software product, and you're going to and maybe you can even Duane mention something about the web page that's created specifically so that people can understand that even if their website isn't very strong on the marketing side, how the dashboard fixes that.
Right. I don't want to give out too much, but the reason I say that is because we do have some competitors that are reviewing our information. We found some individuals that have been on our lists trying to find out what we're doing. So, let me just say this, is that basically, one of the components for the system will generate a web page for you that is your lead prospect page. So in addition to maybe a website that you already have, this website here would be designed specifically for capturing leads and prospects and turning them into appointments into students. And all of the content is already provided for you. All of your school information is on it. I mean, it's just and let me just say this as the next few weeks go on, once you opt in to be one of the beta testers, as the weeks go on, we're going to be revealing a whole bunch more. We're going to be pulling back the curtain to this system and showing you everything. We're going to show you how the actual video system works. We'll show you how the the lead prospect system works, and you know how the new student welcome system works, and understand this, that you know how you market to a kid or a parent for a child is going to be different than how you're going to market to a woman that wants martial arts training or to a man that wants martial arts training, and all that's been done. So they're all separate.
And I think that's I think that was a really just good thing to just throw in there so that people get a general idea as to what happened. Look, the bottom line is there's no risk or anything in opting in. This is an opportunity to get to know the product even more and allows you to be working with the specific group of clients that are part of the plan because you'll know who they are, and it basically keeps the competitors out, which we totally understand. And I appreciate you kind of elaborating a little bit more on how the product will work for them.
Kathy, is there any more questions?
There's not yet on the web, but maybe we want to go to the phones.
Okay. You want to unmute everybody?
It looks like we have a couple minutes left.
Sure. Everyone's unmuted now. So if anybody has a question on the phone for Dwayne, shoot.
Looks like that's a good presentation when there's not too many questions.
Okay. Well, Joe, again, I just want to say that I want to thank you for allowing me to talk about the martial arts dashboard. And again, just to reiterate, everybody, if you want to be part of the beta test, you know, go to the bottom of the page here, or you can get a hold of Kathy. And Kathy, what's your email address?
If they just send an email to consulting@membersolutions.com, then I can certainly send out the link so that they can get into that.
Okay, great.
Well, that's
all right,
fantastic.
Joe, again, thank you very much.
Hey, Dwayne, same here. We really appreciate it, and we'll keep an eye as everything kind of unfolds, and this is one of our most exciting projects on the table right now. So good luck with it, and clients, thanks for supporting.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye, Kathy.
Bye, Dwayne.